Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 30th. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago today, in 1965, President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Social Security Act into law, establishing Medicare and Medicaid. This landmark legislation provided health care coverage to elderly and low-income Americans, fundamentally transforming the United States health care system. Medicare offered health insurance to people aged 65 and older, while Medicaid provided support for low-income individuals and families. This act was a cornerstone of Johnson's Great Society initiative, aiming to reduce poverty and improve access to health care, profoundly impacting millions of Americans' lives. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 75 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:32. It looks like we're in for a hot and sunny day, with temperatures climbing to around 93 and a light east breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 68 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 10, with a high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, bringing a high near 75. Friday stays mostly cloudy with rain likely and a high near 69. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny, with highs near 78 and 85, respectively. Nights will be clear to mostly clear, with lows in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Boston, 2 MBTA lines will face closures in August, with one closing for 9 days. The Blue Line will shut down from August 9th to 17th. Terminating at Airport Station near Logan International Airport. Shuttle buses will replace subway service toward Wonderland Station. Meanwhile, the Orange Line will close on 3 weekends for signal upgrades, enhancing operational efficiency and scheduling reliability. Additionally, the Lowell and Fitchburg commuter rail lines will partially close on select weekends to support maintenance projects. Riders are advised to allow extra travel time during these disruptions. Now on to sports. The Vancouver Whitecaps are nearing a deal to sign former Bayern Munich and German star Thomas Müller, according to sources from ESPN. To finalize this contract with the World Cup winner, the Whitecaps must first acquire Müller's discovery rights from SC Cincinnati. Cincinnati holds these rights, but Müller declined an offer to join them earlier this year. The Whitecaps are in the final stages of negotiating a trade, potentially exchanging up to $400,000 in general allocation money. Müller, who scored 250 goals in 756 appearances for Bayern, is reportedly ready to join Vancouver. In local sports, last night in Minnesota, the Red Sox triumphed over the Twins 8-5. Trevor Story helped with a homer and 3 runs batted in, while Lucas Giolito secured the win by pitching 6 strong innings. The Sox offensive surge included a towering homer by Duran in the fifth. Despite a fight back from the Twins, including a ninth-inning homer by Lee, Aroldis Chapman grabbed the save. The Sox now boast a record of 58-51. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Twins in Minneapolis for the rubber game of this three-game series. Brian Deo takes the mound with a 3.32 earned run average, opposing Zebby Matthews at 4.97. First pitch is at 1:10 with clear skies and a warm 76 degrees. In top news, the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed to rescind the landmark endangerment finding, which identifies greenhouse gases as a threat to public health. This move would eliminate regulations on emissions from vehicles and power plants, undermining efforts to combat climate change. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin stated that the agency lacks the authority to regulate greenhouse gases without explicit congressional approval. Critics argue this proposal disregards scientific consensus and could lead to a rise in high-polluting vehicles. Environmental groups plan to challenge the repeal, emphasizing the urgency of addressing climate-related disasters impacting American lives. In business news, the latest meme craze is sending a warning to Wall Street. Hectic trading in Krispy Kreme, Opendoor, Rocket Companies, and Kohl's, known collectively as Dork, signals a return to reckless overconfidence among investors. These stocks, smaller and less promising than giants like Netflix and Amazon, come have attracted individual buyers, often from social media platforms. This trend mirrors past phenomena with companies like GameStop and AMC. Goldman Sachs recently reported that speculative trading is at its highest since the dot-com bubble, suggesting that while exuberance may rise, caution is advised before the music stops. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $118,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $3,800. And XRP is up 1% to $3.14. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A new speed test has ranked mobile carriers, revealing a clear winner. According to Ookla, T-Mobile has emerged with the fastest mobile network in 2025, scoring 74.45 based on various metrics, including download and upload speeds. Verizon trailed at 65.72, while AT&T lagged behind at 63.16. T-Mobile dominated in 46 states, while Verizon only excelled in North Dakota. Interestingly, despite T-Mobile's speed, Verizon was recognized for the best mobile network for streaming. Meanwhile, AT&T's fiber network was named the best internet service provider overall. And in entertainment news, filmmaker Celine Song is set to write a sequel to Sony's My Best Friend's Wedding, as confirmed by The Hollywood Reporter. The project is currently in early development, with Song attached to write but not direct. The sequel will continue the story of Julianne and Michael, originally played by Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney, who made a pact to marry if still single at 28. The original film was a box office hit, grossing $127 million domestically. Song's recent successes include the critically acclaimed Past Lives and the hit film The Materialists. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French writer and philosopher, Albert Camus. And he said, "A happy person is not a person in a certain set of circumstances, but rather a person with a certain set of attitudes." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.